All right, the Reds. Hope everyone's all right. This is the Pro View, and we've got the band back together. We've got Steve Warnock as ever, and we've got Kofi on the line too, live from Mexico, as it were. We fucked Ian Ryan off. We thought he was shit, and we thought we'd get Kofi back.
He was all right, wasn't he?
But yeah, he was all right. He was all right. So only messing if you're listening.
I couldn't tell you. I didn't even watch it. I was that upset. Like Bobby Firmino, after all these years, after all the graft I've put in, then Jota just turns up and everyone's like, "Flash him!"
You're all
flash
him
in instead. Yeah,
I won't use the World Club
shit
Cup
anyway. Yeah, didn't score enough goals.
But we're going to start today with obviously Liverpool have officially handed the keys away now for Melwood. It's all over, it's all done. And there's been loads of stuff, including from yourself, on social media, which has been really nice to see. Loads of players, past and present, putting loads of great images up from Melwood. So yeah, I just wanted to start with that, really, Steve, about sort of your memories of the place, how important it was to you and how special it was to you.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up, my first involvement at Liverpool was even before going to Melwood, was the Fernand Sangster, which was on Stanley Park, where everyone parks the cars now. And that was where we trained as kids in a little small indoor hall. But then the progression was to move to Melwood in the evenings, and you train a couple of nights a week at Melwood. And it wasn't, as you see Melwood now, it was the old building from sort of Roy Evans and Graeme Souness being the managers, and obviously the greats before them. But I went when sort of Roy Evans was manager, and did my apprenticeship and did my work experience out of school for 2 weeks and trained there. So it was all the history was in that building. And then obviously it got updated, it got moved on, and the new building was built on the other side. And I remember years ago, it used to have the two sort of wooden walls with the goals on, and it was sort of known as the pig's pitch, and like it was great just to practice free kicks on it, doing work in there. And I remember all the coaches used to say, like, realise how lucky you are to be here. Think of the greats who've played on these surfaces and who train here every day. And my first sort of realisation of that was my 2 weeks out of school at the age of 14.